Hey, are you in sales and you want to know how to smash that glass ceiling? Do you want to make more money than you ever thought was possible? You're in the right place. My name's Sandra Carter. I've been in commercial real estate for over 2 decades and I know how to sell. I'm going to teach you the habits, the formulas, the tips, the tricks, and the tools that you will need to be a superstar salesperson in whatever field you're in. So sit back, relax, tune in, and listen to my podcast, Million Dollar Agent, and let's smash some glass ceilings together. This episode is brought to you by M2 Moringa. Hey, Million Dollar Agents, it's Sandra again. Okay, in this episode, we're going to talk about evolution. Well, in a kind of micro evolution way. Now, what do I mean by that? Now, my theory is, and this is kind of like the meaning of life to me, is that you have to make yourself, your kids, and everyone in your family bigger and better and faster than you. You have to empower people around you and you have to improve on yourself. Now, I had a birthday recently, last week. I don't want to tell you the number. It's pretty horrific, pretty traumatic, but I got through it and better than the alternative, right? And that's what I have to keep reminding myself. I don't want to get any older, but I don't want to not get older either. So, you know, I went through the usual ritual on my birthday where I start to compare myself with where I was the year before. And I'm pretty good at making sure I'm moving in the right direction and that I'm actually improving every year because I've made that a life mission of mine. Now, not many people know this about me, but about 10 years ago, I got out of a very awful domestic violence situation. I hate that word. I don't like using that, but that's probably the whole summary of what was going on. And I escaped with my 2 kids, literally the clothes on her back, maybe a bag full of clothes and not much else, and had to start my life again. So I feel like I've only really had the last 10 years to compare to, because before that it was pretty awful. But it makes it easy to actually do that comparison over the last 10 years. Where was I 10 years ago? Wow, it was a different world. And I learned pretty quickly not to take things for granted. And if you've been given a second chance or you've got opportunities that you can take, do not waste them, because life is short. And if you've come from a bad place like I have and you want to improve your life, it's really up to you. You're not competing with anybody else. Don't compete with the Instagrammers, the influencers, your competition in your business. You know, you have to be aware of your competition, but ultimately at the end of the day, you're really just competing with yourself. You have to look inwards. You have to gauge your progress on yourself, not on what the neighbor's doing, what your competition's doing, or even what your partner's doing, really, because you're there to support them. Don't compete with them. I had a husband once upon a time that thought he had to compete with me. It didn't really work out so well. God, I'm getting into the real dirty laundry now, aren't I? Anyway, so what do you need to do? You have to keep striving to improve yourself so that you can look back on the last 12 months and go, yes, I'm improving. And how do we do this? Okay, you have to be kind, you have to be compassionate, and you have to do things that don't leave you with that icky feeling in the pit of the stomach. You know when you say something to somebody and then you instantly regret it and you know it's hurtful, and on the surface you kind of think you had a win, but deep down in the pit of your stomach, there's that acid that flares up because you know you've done the wrong thing and you know it doesn't align with a good vibration, which is where we ultimately want to be. We want to have a good vibe. And that's what good vibes mean. Like, you know, people don't want a negative vibration. They want a good vibration. They want positive energy and enthusiasm and someone that's got, oh, I've said this before, a pep in your step. That's how you will be successful, because people will gravitate to that energy, that vibration. So be kind, be compassionate, and don't say things that you're going to regret, because it's like the rotten apple in the bowl, right? It's going to make everything else around it rotten. So be good. You have to master empathy I've spoken about empathy before, where you have to put yourself in somebody's shoes. But you didn't know that stuff about me. Now, maybe when you listen to my podcast, you'll be less like, oh, who the hell is she? What does she think she, is? I've done my time, people. I have been around the block and done my time, and I know the good and the bad of life. So, yeah, have a bit of empathy for me, and I'm going to have a lot for you, because I understand that everybody's circumstances are different and everybody has to go through different things in their lives, and there's challenges, and whether it's a health challenge or one of your friends is going through health issues, or whether, you know, it's someone in your family, or whether it's, you know, just a hard road, your goal in life, and this is evolution, this is where evolution comes at, be bigger and better and faster than you were last year. Stop putting rubbish in your head. Stop filling your mind. Stop listening to the media. If you listen to my episode 25, stop listening to the media. Because why? They're all doom and gloom. And this comes back to being a better person in the big picture. Because if you fill yourself with that nonsense and you're listening to what they want you to listen to, and they're and you know it's fear driven, it's just going to pull you down. And you need to step away from that. So don't do that. Don't listen to the media. Fill your head with the good stuff, positive content, stuff that's going to nourish your mind. You know, I get up, and I've said this, I don't know if you've listened to this, but I get up and I meditate in the morning, and it's just a 10-minute session. It's really simple because it's like a guided meditation. I use YouTube. I can put links to that if you want it. Let me know. And it's just something to get a better vibration when I start. And then I switch it up and I go into motivational mode, and I'll listen to motivational speeches that just come up and they loop up, and there'll be 5 minutes each session. They'll flick to another motivational speaker, and there's loads of them. And, you know, it's not so much the content of what they're saying as much as the attitude that they have that I get a kick out of. So it could just, I could be talking to my kids while I'm listening to it. It's just almost like a subliminal message, and it's brainwashing me every morning to have that get up and go. Because, you know, if I turn on the news, what is it going to tell me? There was a murder. There was a car crash. Someone's house got broken into. There was a home invasion. Someone was held at knife point. The fuel prices are going up. The interest rates are going up. You know, that's not a good way to start your day. So don't go there. Don't fill your head up with that type of white noise. You need to keep learning as well. You need to keep reading, read. I have, unless this makes me actually happy, is when I have a big pile of books beside my bed. And I don't just read one book. I'll be reading three or four at the same time, not literally at the same time, but I'll, depending on what mood I'm in, I might need a motivational book. I might need something that's a little bit less intense. Lots of different self-help books. There's so many. You got to get on Amazon. Amazon are fabulous. They deliver the next day. And so I hear about a book, I'll just go on and order it, and it'll be in my mailbox the next day, and I put it in the pile beside my bed. And, yeah, that stuff makes me happy. Simple things, simple minds, right? So keep learning, keep nourishing with positive content, read, listen to podcasts. Hopefully you've saved my podcast, and then you've got another 20 people that are bigger and better and faster than me in your podcast list. And when you get in the car, you listen to that stuff and feed your mind. Lose regret. Now, I could tell you so many things that I've done that I should regret in my life, but it was such an important learning curve for me to leverage off and to be where I am now. Now, there's no way that if I hadn't had these experiences I had, and some of them, I could write another book that would blow your mind. Now, if I hadn't had those experiences, there's no way I could have leveraged off it. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. I wouldn't have the drive and the passion. So if you've done things or you've experienced things and you wish that it hadn't happened to you, don't harp on that. Don't dwell on it, and certainly lose the word regret from your vocabulary. It's a negative word. It's a negative connotation that doesn't bring anything with it other than that negative vibe. So don't just forget it. Learn from it. Learning is earning. And look after yourself. There's no way you're going to be better in 12 months' time if you're not only feeding your mind rubbish, but you're feeding your body rubbish. And you're not exercising, you're not getting the blood flowing. Look after yourself. Because life is short. Sorry, it's dog happy hour in my street at the moment. And I've just actually put my dogs away and that's not my dog's bark. Apologies, I was trying to record straight through without starting and stopping. But yeah, anyway, it's not happening. So what else can you do to improve yourself? Well, if you don't write down any goals about where you want to be in 12 months' time, you're never going to be able to have something to gauge or something to work towards. So writing down goals is super important too. You want to know where you want to be in 12 months' time. And it's so cool to be able to look in your diary, go back and see the list that you wrote down and how much you can actually tick off. Big stuff, little stuff, tick it off. And sometimes, you know, if you don't do that, and you have to sit there and think, wow, happy birthday to me. What did I do this year? You know, it's easy to get disheartened because you're not remembering all the big stuff and the little stuff. The little stuff matters too. You know, it might be losing a few pounds. It might be finishing off something that you had started. It might be doing something massive in your life, like getting your dream car or, you know, booking that holiday for your family that you've been thinking about. Or actually going on the holiday, whatever it might be. Those little achievements, you know, they're all life experiences and they will make you a better person. You don't want to go backwards. That's not evolution, my friend. Again, making yourself and your kids bigger and better and faster than you. I'm sure it's the meaning of life. I'm not sure why no one else is saying this, but I've got into some pretty heated arguments about my theories of evolution at dinner parties before, and people have looked at me sideways where I'm like, you're messing with evolution, my friend. If you are not making your kids bigger and better and faster than you, my kids are, they are way better than me. And you know what? I just smile to myself. I'm not jealous of my kids. I think that is why I'm here. Some people feel like they compete with their kids. Some people feel like they have to live through their kids, but that's not what life's about. You've got to make them into amazing, compassionate, successful, empathetic, caring, resourceful, resilient human beings. I just realized how far I've deviated from sales in this particular podcast. I guess it's because I had my birthday. Maybe I'm having a midlife crisis. Maybe not. Anyway, you can't be better at your job. You can't be better at sales unless you're improving on the year before anyway. And that's really what you want to be doing in your business. You don't focus on the money as much as you focus on using your time wisely to improve everything you're doing in your life. I heard a funny podcast this morning. It said, why do people focus on money when we can print it? We can print more of it. But you can't print time. You can't make more time. We've only all been given the same amount of hours in the day. I mean, we don't even get the same amount of time in our lives. Everybody's lives are different. So, you know, it's the time in the day that you've got to utilize. And if you want to improve on last year and you want to improve on your business and you want to improve on your sales, you need to improve yourself. You need to keep sharpening your tools, learning your skills, being the best you can be in your industry. Okay, we're back on track now for the sales scene. Woohoo! So dangerous me not cutting out all this stuff. But anyway, I'm just going to keep it real. So if you're going through some crappy stuff at the moment and this particular point in your life, you're not feeling like, you know, you've actually got that far maybe in the last 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, now's the time to sit down and really work out what you want. You want to be able to have the next 12 months improve. So you want to work out exactly what it needs to look like to make that happen. Everything that we create in our lives, we create in our minds first. This comes from a book called Think and Grow Rich. If you haven't read this book, you've got to get it. Read it. Read it now. Read it today. Get on Amazon and grab yourself a paperback copy of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. You need to set your mind on the path where you want to go. Otherwise, if you don't know, how does it know? How does your mind know when to seize opportunities when it's going to give you those triggers to actually make a difference in your life. Now, write your goals down. They're so much easier. I don't know if you've listened to my other podcasts, but I have a black book, a little black book with, this one's got the year on it, 2022. And when I'm sitting at the lights, I'm just looking at now, I write down goals that I want to achieve. And it might be something that I just want to do that day. Like I'm just looking through it now and it's simple things like get hold of the tickets to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, which are coming in January. Yes, I've done that. It might be finish off my dream barn, which I built this year. And that was a nice goal to reflect back on because I've always wanted one of those beautiful American barns with wooden doors with crosses on them and stables for my ponies that my whole life revolves around. And I've got that now. So that's in writing those sort of things down at the lights. It's finish a book. It's anything you want. So I write it down. You've got to write your goals down frequently. I do it a lot every day if I can. So that's the way to step towards it, because otherwise if you're just aimlessly bumbling around and letting the day lead you, then you're not stepping forward in the right direction to get you to your goals. You're just getting through the day. And if you wake up every morning and just dread the day, then that's not what life's about. You are definitely messing with evolution. Get back on track. Find your track. What do you want to do? Do you need to get your health back on track? If that's your agenda, do something about it. Stop putting rubbish into your body. Get up in the morning. Have a M2, which is something I use every single day. It's amazing. If you don't believe me, just Google mtmoringa.com.au and have a look at what's in it. But, you know, there's other things you can do too. Have a green smoothie. I do that every day as well. Go for a walk, get some fresh air, drink more water. Focus on your health. Make it a priority. If it's your business you want to get on track of, get up early. Get your emails done. Get 40 emails done a day. Read self-help books. Get a mentor. Tune up your skills. Make sure that you are the go-to person in your industry. If it's your family you want to focus on, look your kids in the eye and start to listen to them, because they're actually a little bundle of knowledge. If you just stop and listen to them, if you're too busy and you keep telling your kids, I'm too busy, then the blink of the eye, they're going to be grown up. And they're going to be telling their kids the same thing. Break the chain. Whatever your focus is, it doesn't have to be about your career. It doesn't have to be about money. But whatever you want to improve in the next 12 months, you need to make a plan now. Remember, you're only competing with yourself. You're not competing with anybody else. You can only gauge success based on where you were a year ago, because that's what matters. It does not matter what anyone else is doing. Forget that. Focus on you. Improve yourself. So let's do a little recap. How do we do that? Okay, have more empathy. Focus on building empathy. Be kind. Be compassionate. Don't worry about the Joneses, the influencers, the competition. Look inwards for progress, not outwards. Keep learning. Read, 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 read. Can't get that across enough. Keep reading. Stop and smell the roses, because life is short, my friend. We can print money, but we can't print time. And lose regret. Don't regret stuff that's character building. You might have made some silly mistakes. You might have made some stupid mistakes. You might have made some life-changing mistakes. But the person you are today is because of those things. And you're evolving. Every day you are evolving. Do not mess with evolution. Be bigger and better and faster than you were last year. And if you've got kids, the meaning of life, your job is to make them bigger and better and faster than you. And never judge somebody else, because you do not know what they've gone through. You don't know somebody's story until you ask them. So that's it. Squeeze the most out of every day, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. A little bit off track when it comes to sales tips, but I think it's kind of big picture stuff and it is important. And yeah, if you have been through a situation which is, whether it's a domestic violence situation, whether you're going through something like that now and you need help, you can contact me and I'm happy to tell you my story because it's pretty out there. And yeah, my name's Sandra Carter. I'm a commercial agent. You can find me on Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Facebook. I'm the Sandra Carter Commercial Agent. Remember, keep selling hard and don't mess with evolution. Get bigger and better and faster and smash that glass ceiling. Until next time. This episode was brought to you by M2 Moringa. Now, this is a tea tonic that I have every single morning. I have it with lemon and hot water, and it's so packed with vitamins that I've had to throw away all of my pills because I don't need them anymore. It has vitamin A, vitamin B1, B2, B3. It's got vitamin C. It's got calcium. It's got chromium. It's got copper. It's got iron, magnesium. It's got manganese. It's got phosphorus, potassium, protein, and zinc. So